for another look at the last convoy of U.S. combat troops leaving Iraq last night and what they are leaving behind. Joining us is Army Public Affairs Specialist Navid Ali Shah, who came home a month ago from Iraq. He served in the 13th Sustainment Command Expeditionary Unit from July 2009 to 2010. Got home on July 3rd. His unit was tasked with the job of getting the Iraqis ready for the handover. Navid, good to have you with us on the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I don't know if you could hear the previous interview, but the way she was describing the picture there, it's not good. Lack of electricity, lack of jobs, a corrupt government, a dysfunctional government. Doesn't sound like it's a pretty picture there right now. What would you say?
You know, it's a work in progress. To me, Iraq is going to be a work in progress for a long time. Obviously, after what they've gone through in the past few years, it's going to take a lot of effort on everyone's part to bring Iraq back to, you know, full civil capacity the way it was before.
So you've had a little bit of time to reflect. You've been back now for a month or so. What are your feelings about the experience and whether the terrible price that we have paid in lives, in injuries, and in treasure is worth it?
You know, when it comes to the price that we paid over there, in my opinion, it's we have to justify it with the progress Iraq has made. You know, none of the soldiers that I served with, and I don't think any of the soldiers who, you know, made the ultimate sacrifice there died for no reason. I think that they all made the sacrifice to make Iraq a better place in the future, for the future of Iraq, for the children who are growing up there now. You know, they're going to be growing up in a country that's going to have, that's going to be free. It's going to be a democratic country, and that's, you know, that's very, very important. It's like, that's a gift almost, that I would say that, you know, yeah, it's going to take a lot of work. Yeah, things are not looking so great right now, but with time, with effort, I believe that Iraq can be, you know, a successful democratic nation.
Army Public Affairs Specialist Navid Ali Shah, thank you for your time.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.